You're listening to WNRN. A special guest today in studio with Doe Eyes, Allie Thibodeau. Welcome, Allie.
Thanks, Amber. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, we're so happy to have you. It's been a few years since you joined us for a Commonwealth Holiday Showcase, so about time we had you in for a new proper session.
Yes, I can't believe it's been 3 years. That is so crazy.
Wow. Yeah, time soup. That did fly by. So you can find Allie this Saturday, part of Legends on Grace, this Saturday, May 25th, along with Cassidy Snyder. Find more details and your tickets at rpaalliance.com. And we'll get into more details, but could you kick off the session with a song first?
Yeah, I would love to. I'm going to play my song called When. It's on the Legacies record. Yeah, let's do it.
Doe Eyes, WNRN.
Feeling left behind in the back with our hands tied. When we all know that something ain't right, but we look it in the eye. And when we feel the water rise, are we staying inside, looking out on a headline? When we lay it out to dry, are we watching for the changes in the sky? When you got some roots in vain, when you take it to your grave, when they paid it anyway, body still disintegrating. When the trees eat fear alive, we all breathe it one more time. Will you let it all go on someday? Someday. When you got some roots in vain, when you take it to your grave, when they pet it, let it wait, body still. You take, don't let it go to waste. Oh, hey, I see you matter more than you think you do. Each and every move, it matters too. Set the mood. Hey, I see you. You matter more than you think you do. Each and every move, it matters too. Let's see you move. Let's see you move. See you move. When you got some roots in vain, when you take it to your grave, when body still disintegrated, when the trees eat fear alive, we all breathe it one more time. Will you let it all go on someday? Someday.
Live in the studio today. It's an in-studio session at WNRN. Absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Doe Eyes is the musical project of Allie Thibodeau. And today we are discussing some events, some new things on the horizon for Doe Eyes. This Saturday, a chance to see you live at Legends on Grace in Richmond.
Yes.
In an energy center. And in your hands is a beautiful guitar. For those listening on the airwaves, definitely watch the video so you can see this. And Allie, there's a story behind this guitar. Share it with us.
Yes. So I have this incredible fan that he's been supporting me since I made a Kickstarter like 8 years ago. And I've just seen his name. I've never met him before. And he works for Lindy Fralin Pickups. And he texted me, or I guess DM'd me, this photo of this beautiful pink and gold shiny guitar. And he was like, I've been working on this guitar and I just keep thinking this has to be Doe Eye's guitar. And I was just like, excuse me? So then he was like, seriously, I want you to have this guitar as a gift. And yeah, and it's so wild because it's just like a gift from the universe, because I've been like wanting to feel rejuvenated on the guitar and like really get into it again, but I haven't like had that juice, you know? And the juice came to me in a DM. Incredible.
The guitar bringing the juice.
Yeah, the guitar bringing the juice. Well, and now I can't stop playing it. I love it so much.
Well, the tone sounds great. We're so happy
Thank
to have
you.
It in our studio today.
Yes, a Stratocaster. Feels so like official and real. And it's pink, which is my color.
It's stylish. Definitely check out these videos after the session. You can find them at WNRN.org so you can see this pretty pink guitar as well.
Yes.
Are there other memorable gifts you've received from big fans over the years?
Oh my gosh. Well, I will say the biggest gift was also a guitar. Right when I started playing my very, very first open mic in New York City, I had this really janky Fender Squire acoustic guitar that had no pickup. I think it was made out of like nylon fake wood. It sounded so bad, but it's all I had. And at the time I was busking to make a little extra cash. It's the whole reason I play music now, is because I needed money in New York City trying to be a Broadway actress. And I decided to get up my courage and go to an open mic and just like start the journey. And I'm in my little bandana and cowboy boots, you know, Virginia girl in New York City doing this open mic. And I have this Squire guitar, and I met this man who was from Australia, and he had this really nice Cole Clark guitar. And there was a whole thing where it was like, I thought it was a fling, like a thing that would happen. And then I found out he was married and he gave me the guitar because I said, you're married, don't look at me like that. Like, and he was like, you saved me, thank you. And he gave me the guitar, and I played that guitar for a while, and then I felt weird about it and I sold it. But it really, like, that guitar started the whole thing. I think I probably would have given up had I had that janky trashy guitar that like sounded so bad everyone would have booed me off that open mic stage. But I got to play this really nice guitar, and it was like, okay, this is, you know, this is a moment. But yeah, that was a huge gift.
And you recently celebrated an anniversary of 4 years since you released your first LP, right?
Yes, I can't believe it. I mean, time, you know, since the pandemic, time just feels like, what is it? I don't even know. I mean, it does feel like it's been a while. A lot has happened since then. Let It Leave, I'm so proud of that record. Crowdfunded album. I still play songs off of it. I love it.
Well, the support is with you, with your fans, with us here at WNRN. We're glad to be along for the ride from
Thanks.
That first open mic.
Yes.
Would you do the pleasure of a second song for us, please?
Yes, of course. Let me trade guitars.
Doe Eye's live this Saturday, Legends on Grace, Dominion Energy Center in Richmond, along with another Commonwealth artist, Cassidy Snyder. Head on over to rpaalliance.com. Show starts at 8. And I've really been enjoying the lineup for these Legends on Grace series. So this is the last one for this season. Allie's already with her other guitar, and I'll let her take it over. It's Doe Eye's live at WNRN.
Awesome. So this next song is a song I wrote called Make Some Time. It's also on the Legacies album. I've been dancing to it on TikTok a lot, so go follow me there. all right, this is Make Some Time.
Didn't want to rush it, babe. I could call her, I could wait. Not sure what you can take in silence. When the needle is off, we could change or play it again while we lay stuck in the haze. The frame of your face gone gray, the top of your head like the waves, the way that you move for a taste. I got this earth we're going. I thought you should know him if nothing. Changed, oh yeah. Then make some time for me. blood rush under your skin. I could run you warm like the wind. Don't care what coffin yet. I got this unbegoing. I thought you should know him, if nothing's changed. Oh. Make some time for me. That's all I'm asking you. Take your time with me. We got some more to do. Make some time on me. You know the night ain't through. Make some time, yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Doe Eyes in studio at WNRN. I love that album, Legacies. It's nice to hear two tracks from that today. And if you missed any of the session today, you can always follow up at WNRN.org. Chatting with Allie today ahead of Saturday show Legends on Grace. She'll be joining Casty Snyder at Dominion Energy Center. And this isn't just a night of music, right, Allie? Like, there's conversation about the songwriting process, too?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of, like, back and forth between Cassidy and I, and we're going to get to interview each other, which will be really cool.
Nice.
And we'll do a couple collabs. Charles Owens is playing saxophone and keys, as well as me on guitar. So, yeah, it's going to be really fun. I'm excited. I love Cassidy so much. And, yeah, we're good friends. So it'll be really fun to just kind of have our own night, you know, to do whatever we want, pretty much.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. Kicks off Saturday at 8, put on by the Richmond Performing Arts Alliance. RPAalliance.com is where you can find more details and your tickets if you want to go. So I want to brag on you for a second, Allie, because it was a big year for you last year. You were named part of the 2023 NPR Slingshot Artist to Watch. You also were the big winner of the Newland Music Prize. So kudos.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a really cool year. It feels good to be recognized in that way with so many other artists that I really adore and admire. You know, I've been playing music out for the last 10 years, and it's cool. It's cool to still feel like a new artist, you know, like I still feel like excited and ignited and everything. And so, yeah, that's a real gift because I know that's not always the case when you're going for this long, you know. It's easy to lose steam.
People are still discovering you every day.
Yeah, so,
especially if you're doing TikTok dances.
Yeah, you know, I'm joining the youths with the TikTok dances.
No. Where can people find you on socials?
I'm at Doe Eyes, which is spelled DEAU _ eyes, like eyeballs. And I'm on TikTok and Instagram, Facebook, wherever I like X now, used to be Twitter.
Sure.
I'm not very good at keeping up with that. Mostly Instagram and TikTok are my favorite ones.
And can you let us in on what's on the horizon for Doe Eyes? What's the next project? Maybe a new release?
Yes. So I started a Patreon where I'm documenting just my writing process, and there's a lot going on right now. It's like I'm trying to make sure that I stay like focused and not too scattered because there is so much. And it's going great. I'm working on a solo album, and I'm also working on a band album kind of simultaneously. Hoping to have some solo singles out soon, maybe some like remakes of old songs as well. I want to really gear up and release as much as I can because why not? You know, it's like me and you now, you know, there's like no middleman. So it's like, why not give everybody more, you know, Taylor Swift is like the living example of that, right? She's like giving constantly. And I'm like, oh, if Taylor Swift can constantly put out music, maybe I can too.
Allie's version.
Yeah, Allie's version.
Would you actually share something new with us?
Yeah, I would love to.
Thank you. It's Doe Eyes live at WNRN.
Yeah, so this song I wrote a few years ago, but it is still new to everyone I play it to. I almost put this on the Legacies album, and then it just didn't really quite fit with the rest. And I wrote it in a time that I felt really just so down, and I was so single. And I was trying to date people that just made me feel like I had to dumb myself down and be smaller. And so, yeah, this song is called Little World. And if you're one of those people who is kind of navigating and code switching for the people around you, I encourage you to take up more space, and the people that are meant to find you will find you. Yeah, so this is one really near and dear to my heart. It's called Little World.
In springtime, she was smoking from the start, like a mule and may you love yourself enough to pick up the parts. I'm posing in an empty lens, I'm growing like the day, I'm dress and hoping he'll stay. Say anything that's at the end for the night, just lie to me. Say something tenderly, let me be in your little world, little world. Thank you.
Rock on. It's new Dealwise. Thank you for premiering that for us.
Yes, thank you so much for letting me premiere
Absolutely
it.
Absolutely beautiful. So we've been chatting about Legends on Grace. That event is happening this Saturday, rpaalliance.com. Allie, what else would you like to let the people know that you have going on?
There's so much going on. I think the Patreon really is the big one. That is such an awesome way to support the artists that you love. It's money that's directly in my pocket, which I mean, it's such a rarity for the music industry with like streaming now. And, you know, so that it has been really fun to do too. And there's just a lot of material I'm going to be premiering on there and working on. And of course, the band. And after Legends on Grace, we're playing at Friday Cheers on June 14th with the full band.
Cheers.
Yeah, in Richmond. So that'll be really cool too.
Browns Island, right?
Yeah.
Great spot.
Opening up for Richie Mitch and the Coal Miners.
All right.
And we'll be premiering some brand new songs that no one will have heard. We just had rehearsal yesterday, and it's going to be really, really cool. I'm excited.
You heard it here.
Yeah.
Allie, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Amber.
Check her out, doe_eyes on all the socials. It's Sweet. Been a WNRN in-studio session. A big thank you to Michaelin, Matt, Jeff for helping engineer the session today. And we can't wait to have you back in.
Awesome.
Thanks, Allie.
Best team ever. Thank you.